Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So where's the sisters, Annie and... I'm sorry, Nancy and Ann Wilson, Hart, otherwise known as Hart, bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Annie Duke. She's a new friend, but not for long. We're going to get her back. She's got a lot more to teach us about making decisions. She's the author of Thinking in Bets, Making Smarter Decisions When You Don't Have All the Facts. She's a world-class galactic champion at poker. She's you do not want to play rock, paper, scissors with her. She's the only woman to win the NBC National Poker Heads-Up Championship. And she's also a mother of four. And so she's here to talk to us about her new book, which is about how to make better decisions. Annie, thanks again for hanging out with us. We'd love to get you back again. You got a lot more to teach us. So let's talk about making decisions in business. Small business owners, if they do their job, if they act like a CEO should, they in the time that they have, they acquire as much information about a decision as they can. But when it comes time to make the decision, even if they don't have all the information, they make a decision. They don't think of, if they're doing the right thing, they don't think of it as make the decision, because I'm not sure you ever can make the decision, but they make a decision and see what happens and then move on from there. That's what I try to encourage people to do, because there is no such thing as you can never wait until you have everything you need and to make the perfect decision. What do you think?
Well, I completely agree. I think that one of the issues that we have, and it comes from this kind of treating life more like chess problems, is that we think that we can attain certainty. We think that we can know for certain what the mm-hmm. right answer is somehow. Mm-hmm. And you feel this a lot, for example, when things don't turn out well and people say, I knew it, I should have seen it coming, you know, or the I told you so's, where you're injecting false certainty after the fact. And I think that once you really get it into your head, no, it's more like poker, and there's a lot of luck involved, and there's a lot of hidden information. So my job is just to try to get to the point where I feel like I have enough information to bank the decision, and then recognize that there's lots of different ways that it can turn out. Mm-hmm. I think you get much more comfortable with that idea of, you know, I've got enough information. I'm satisfied that any new information that I get is probably not going to change my decision significantly. And I recognize it might turn out well, it might turn out okay, it might turn out poorly. Those are all possibilities. And then I think that you get much more comfortable with just going ahead and making the decision, recognizing that it's a decision, mm-hmm. not the decision, and not getting so many of those feelings of regret when it doesn't quite turn out the way you exactly planned, because you thought about it in advance. I think it makes you much more nimble. It mm-hmm. makes you able to react better to the way that things actually do turn out because you've thought about it beforehand.
One of the things that I try to get across is, and it's helped me more than anything, was when I heard a quote that supposedly came from Thomas Edison, and there are all kinds of different ways of quoting him on this, but my favorite one is when he something didn't work, he said it was successfully discovering what doesn't work. When he failed, he was successfully discovering what doesn't work. And that's valuable, isn't it?
I think that's really valuable. I mean, you know, that's kind of the idea of A/B testing, right? Like sometimes we gather our information and we think that there's two paths. So you can test path A in, you know, some small way and path B in some small way and, you know, figure out which one works better. Mm-hmm. So it's that idea of there is no failed decision. You know, there's only failure to learn from the way that it turns out. So, mm-hmm. And sometimes, by the way, the answer didn't work out, but it actually was just due to bad luck. So, you know, one would assume that if somebody bought a house in 2006 and now they're looking at it in 2008 and it's underwater, that there was probably a lot of luck involved in that outcome rather than so much, you know, did you make a really poor decision in 2006?
Right.
So we have to recognize, just learn from it. And sometimes we learn that there was a better decision to be made and there was some information that we missed. And sometimes we learn that there was bad luck and we didn't really have a lot of control over the way it turned out.
Also, I have had decisions that I made that I thought at the time were horrible, that I had bad luck even, that it was the world had turned against me, you know, God was mad at me for some reason or whatever. Turned out a year or so later, best thing to ever happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that can be the best thing to happen for a few reasons. One is there can be some really huge learning moment that comes from it, where you really figure out that some kind of decision that you used to think was quite good, it turns out, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't so good. And that in itself is huge for the way that things are going to turn out for you. So you can really look at the good that can come from that kind of situation. And sometimes you find out that a decision that you thought was bad was actually quite good.
Can you
and
make,
I think that when we give
one,
ourselves
one of the things I want to ask you this quick question. I believe in making lots of little bitty decisions. Can you make little decisions in poker? Can you make lots of little decisions?
Oh, absolutely.
Poker?
Yeah, a lot of what you're doing in poker is very small, little bets to kind of test what your opponent is willing to do.
Right.
Most people think about bluffs as these really huge moments where you shove all your chips in the pot.
Right.
Most bluffs are also really tiny little pokes,
little
where you're just betting a little bit to just kind of see. So that's like a little bit of a test of the market.
Annie, do you have a website?
I do, AnnieDuke.com, and you can find all sorts of meeting in there, videos, writing, how to hire me, my newsletter,
all that stuff, and the book, Thinking Your Best. Annie, will you come back?
Yep. I will, of course.
We've had fun. Thank you for being
here. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.